Afternoon Classics coming your way in 5 minutes here on WMOT. But right now at 1 minute past 12, time for us to take a look at some local and regional stories we're following for you today here in the WMOT newsroom. Good afternoon. This is Mike Osborne. Early voting starts today for next month's primary. Some Middle Tennessee voters may face challenges because of recent redistricting. Officials say they're making every effort to get voters to the right polling stations. Rutherford County Elections Administrator Nicole Lester says she sent a mailing out to more than 130,000 registered voters explaining the changes. She encourages residents to read the information carefully.
Take a close look at their cards and check out what districts that they are now located in. Also to check out what their Election Day polling place is, because all of that information, or some of it or none of it, may have changed.
Lester says you can find a list of early voting locations along with the sample ballots on the commission's website, RutherfordCountyTN.gov/elections. Early voting ends July 28th. The state primary and county general elections take place August 2nd. Remember that you'll need to show a state or federal photo ID to vote. Well, if fundraising is any indication, Tennesseans will cast their votes in this fall's presidential elections, much as they did in 2008. Republican John McCain picked up all 11 of Tennessee's electoral delegates that year with just under 57% of the vote. Roughly 42% of Tennessee voters cast their ballots for Barack Obama. Information compiled by the Federal Election Commission shows that President Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney are raising money in the 2012 election in almost exactly the same proportions. To date, Tennesseans have donated about $290 million to the two campaigns. Mitt Romney has raised just over $1.6 million, or 55% of contributions. President Obama has raised roughly $1.3 million, or 45% of contributions. Davidson and Williamson counties lead contributions to both parties by a wide margin, with Williamson County donating out of all proportion to its population. No one's more happy to see this week's rains than Tennessee farmers, but reporter Sean Anfinson says the state's ag sector still faces some serious challenges.
U.S. Drought Monitor, which represents a consensus of federal and academic scientists, released a report on Thursday that identified much of Middle Tennessee as severely drought-stricken. With nutritious green grass in short supply, some farmers have begun feeding their herds winter hay reserves in summer. Dr. Warren Gill, Director of Agribusiness and Agriscience at Middle Tennessee State University, not only conducts research in the field of agriscience, but is a farmer himself. He feels that despite recent rains, precipitation may have come too little too late.
I've been around quite a while, and this is one of the toughest droughts I've ever seen, mostly because it started so early. Almost everybody had a less than 50% hay crop. Many people have already been feeding the limited hay supplies that they already had.
Dr. Gill also points out the impact drought conditions will have on corn and soybean growers, as well as everyday consumers.
Numbers are going to be reduced, and as numbers are reduced, prices will go up.
For WMOT, I'm Sean Amphinson.
Senate Speaker Ron Ramsey says Tennessee's revenue surplus of more than $500 million should stay in the bank, while Democrats are calling for it to be used to offset tuition costs. The Blountville Republican told reporters yesterday that it's bad policy to spend the money now because of future costs that may arise. He cited expenses resulting from the new federal health care law as just one example. State Finance Commissioner Mark Emkes announced Wednesday that tax collections came in at $130 million above estimates in June, which brought the year-to-date surplus to $540 million. Last month, both of Tennessee's university systems voted for tuition and fee increases of as much as 8% for the fall. A Murfreesboro firefighter won't be punished for comments he made about beggars on his Facebook page, but the controversy is causing city officials to ask questions of their own about the rise in panhandling on city streets. The Daily News Journal ran a story this week on post by firefighter Gregory Burt. Burt reportedly complained about a street corner beggar that he claims really is not in need. Now, some Murfreesboro city commissioners and Mayor Tommy Bragg are also voicing concerns about beggars at the city's busiest intersections. City Councilman Eddie Smotherman says Murfreesboro has plenty of resources to offer those in need.
If they really need clothing or food, we provide those services. And currently, they're certainly not taking advantage of the services that we're providing. They're just willing to stand on the corner and ask for money.
Smotherman is encouraging residents to avoid giving money to street beggars, but instead to suggest they get help at one of the city's homeless facilities, including Greenhouse Ministries, Journey Home, or the Main Street Mission. Looking at today's weather, a 70% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Expect a high near 84. Slight chance of rain tonight with a low around 70 degrees. Rain chance drops to 50% tomorrow and Sunday with daytime highs this weekend in the mid-80s. Chance of showers every day next week with highs pushing back into the low 90s. It's currently 75 degrees in Franklin, 74 degrees in Nashville, and 77 degrees here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University.